Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
Big news. Do you remember we were talking with Graham Elwood, Chris Mancini? They were making Earbuds, the podcast documentary. We were prominently featured in it, and it is now available.
Okay, can I just say that in short terms? I'm in a fucking movie, okay? I'm in a fucking movie. Aisha Tyler is in this movie. She's my hero, even though we're the same age. I don't know how to be like her, but I will find out, and she's amazing.
Chemda wishes she was African-American. Other people featured in the movie, Scott Aukerman, Mark Maron, Jimmy Pardo, the people that created Welcome to Night Vale. We will have a joint virtual viewing on September 29th, so get all the details at keithandthegirl.com/calendar. Meet us in the chat room at 7:30. Again, all the details are there. keithandthegirl.com/calendar. We'll all watch it. We'll tell you some behind the scenes stuff, and I think it'll be a lot of fun.
And my hair looks extra huge in this. I can't even believe it looks like that.
I wore a wig out of jealousy. Also, keithandthegirl.com/VIP. It's every show we've ever done. Well over 12 years, well over 2,000 episodes.
And we're in a movie.
And there's the spinoff episodes, of course, which include The Best Show Ever Did. My Name is Keith is the title. And Chemda was featured on it again.
This is the third time I'm guesting on your show. I think you like me.
She knows how to pry. And the new show is called The Other Side.
So, I think you should listen to it just because I'm navigating. Okay, so Keith is like, let's do My Name is Keith. And I'm like, okay, because all we're going to do is talk about your separation that just happened, you moving into a new apartment, and you not drinking. I'm going to ask you some questions. And he's like, I can't even imagine what you're going to ask. And I'm like, all right. And during the show, I'm like, you know, you were wrong about this in your wedding, in your marriage.
In your wedding, I shouldn't have. Keith has come to discuss Keith's life on the other side of marriage and drinking in a special live My Name is Keith. Listeners ask Keith personal questions as the two talk clarity, sobriety, his relationship with his parents, shame, embarrassment, living alone, and Keith's upcoming visit to Pound Town. So it's like a trifecta featuring Chemda. We have the studio you want to hear. You want to hear the following show, The Suffering, and then this latest, The Other Side. And you'll get to know, quite frankly, everything. VIP, of course, also has Chemda's show, What's My Name? You can still get episodes of Danny's show. What's Up A with Andrea is there. Bottoms Up with Hennessy. Brother Love Hour is still there. Micah Fox and Friends. Mike Kaplan's Super Hang keeps coming out. A whole bunch of stuff happening. So take a look at our VIP program. Today's guest is the host of the podcast Teen Mom Trash Talk, where she recaps MTV's Teen Mom. Because sometimes I watch that and be like, I don't know how to feel. It's like Game of Thrones. It gets so deep, this Teen Mom.
I got stuck in it for a while.
The podcast Neurotica, which touches on her OCD and relationship. Different relationships. Like right now, she's tapping 50 times. So we'll get right to her. But yeah, please, she's a mess. She produces and hosts the show Hashtag Comedy at QED in Astoria. Tracy Carnazzo. How are you, Tracy?
Oh my God, I'm so excited to be here.
What's the biggest OCD problem?
I keep dating these men.
Oh God, no. Fuck that. My biggest OCD is germs and the fear of vomit.
Oh my God, and you live in New York City? There's vomit everywhere.
Vomit and germs everywhere.
I hate to tell you, but
it's a cesspool.
Yeah.
I know. I've been here my whole life. It's gross.
And as a comedian, do you get nervous when the front row is coughing, when people are drinking too much and they're stumbling?
1,000%.
This is some job you got into.
I need to get the hell out of a club if people are too drunk.
I love somebody with like the biggest New York accent going like, things are filthy. I don't know where to go.
But this place is disgusting.
It's disgusting and I don't even know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why don't you just be a doctor? I mean, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're throwing up in these comedy clubs.
I know.
They're sneezing.
I know. You're telling me. I'm sweating thinking about it.
Do you carry Purell?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have wet wipes right now in my bag because I found out that Purell does not kill viruses. They only kill bacteria. So now I have wet wipes because the wet ones actually kill the viruses as well.
Wouldn't that be funny? She shakes your hand and then she washes with a bar of soap.
You know what? I've recently experienced something similar to this. So at the end of an Al-Anon meeting, you can if you want, but most people, if not all people, hold hands and we say, you know,
right,
the gratitude thing. Oh. And so one time I'm eating in the meeting and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to hold hands later. I wonder if anyone's like, you know, going to be thinking about that, you know, and because I would, it's like, did you just eat pizza? Are you wiping it on your jeans? Like, is somebody watching, you know, all this is going on in my head. And then I get up and the woman next to me puts on Purell and then holds my hand. And
well, I think that was more protecting you, though. That wasn't protecting her.
You know what? I came to the conclusion that it's all good. And it, even if it's for me, then I have to move on.
I didn't know about this holding hands at meetings.
Yeah, you don't have to.
That's the only reason I really go.
I do understand you can eat, apparently. Bring some spaghetti and have a good time. Listen, but
you could put pizza all over my hand. It's not the pizza that I'm worried about.
It is funny. The food doesn't bother you from other people.
I'd actually prefer you put pizza on my hands.
What do you think is in people's hands?
Germs, viruses.
Will you hold my hand? I've been sick.
I'll hold
week.
Your hand. Yeah.
Really?
I'll hold your hand because I'm not going to touch my face until I wash my hands.
So for 1 hour now, you're going to be freaking out about where you put your hands.
No, because every time I leave somewhere, when I get in my car, I wet wipe my hands and we're off.
Now, why would it come to do this? She just said she's sick for
what were you sick with?
I don't know.
Like a cold?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not scared of that.
Okay.
You're not scared of cold.
I don't want a stomach virus.
What do you think people are giving you? AIDS?
I'd rather have AIDS than a stomach virus.
You know what?
I'm just going to throw that out there.
Part of me was like, oh, she's touching me. She so loves me. She just wants, she can get over it to hold my hand. Like that.
Like a cold, you know?
You know, it's all, cold. It's obviously all about me.
Yeah. Just like, you're just trying to kill me. It's not a big deal. This is the last podcast I'll ever do. Forget Teen Mom.
It is weird that she put you on the spot like that, right?
Listen, I'm not afraid because I'm not going to put my hands in my mouth or in my eyes.
Put it in your mouth a little.
If I had a dollar. Jeez.
Hillary,
just put the tip of my finger in your mouth.
Hillary Clinton put out her book, of course, talking about losing the election. It's called What the Fuck?
Yeah.
And Donald Trump wrote, look, he's tweeting out again. Crooked Hillary Clinton blames everybody and everything. He doesn't know that he won, I think, sometimes. Crooked Hillary Clinton blames everybody and everything but herself on her election loss. She lost the debates and lost her direction.
But did he read it? Is he just guessing again?
Well, you can pick up a newspaper and see the bullet points.
I'm sure he didn't.
Right?
Then Hillary writes him back. If you didn't like that book, try this one. It's her book, It Takes a Village for Children. Some good lessons in here about working together to solve problems. Happy to send a copy. Oh, now you have a personality.
Yeah, that's, see, now.
I don't like her smarmy attitude.
Yeah. I believe her on that, and I do like it.
She is a little cunty, though.
Yes.
I think this is a good kind of cunty.
Yeah, she is a little cunty. But,
because
you
he's being a cunter, and I'm not, okay, eye for an eye, that's not what we want from our leaders, right?
Of course.
Especially on the left. But like, for her to be like, okay, I see you, and if you're not done, here's another thing. Could we just go stop it? No? A little bit? You guys didn't like it?
No, listen, that's fine.
Maybe a kid's book is more your speed, Mr. Quote President.
I'm into that.
Listen, okay. I like it, but here, what happened to the Michelle Obama quote, when they go high, when they go low, we go high?
What happened to that? Well, it didn't work.
It didn't work, so now it's like, all right, well, we're just going to tear him apart, too.
Yeah, well, your face is like a jack-o'-lantern, send. That feels good. You know what? This is more fun.
I'm starting to see your point.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I would be absolutely obnoxious to people. I mean, I am.
But
what do you mean would be? I am.
But that's your brand to begin with. So, yeah.
Is that my brand? Yes. Are we allowed to say cunt on this?
Only when talking about teen moms.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess I am a cunt. That's my brand.
We tell guests you may only curse when you're asking if you can. Because there certainly is no other way you could have checked, right?
I mean, this isn't like on network TV, right?
Right.
So, okay, cool.
What's funny is this is like the 100th time you were in here.
Yeah, no, this is, you know, I was thinking about it too, and I like to think, I don't know if this is selfish or not, that I am your favorite guest.
You're one of my favorites.
Oh my God, thank you, because I needed you to say that, because I was thinking about it, I'm like, I'm probably like one of the best guests they have, like, they probably like me the best.
What made you think this?
Just, I don't know, in general, and I'm like, I was really kind of like a little bit more shy when I first came in, and now I feel like much more comfortable with you guys.
Yeah, I liked it better at first.
Yeah, well, that's too bad.
Now you're just like, can we say cunt?
Well, let's find out. We have a few more minutes left on this show. We're going to find out if you're our favorite or not. You know what? That's going to be today's poll.
This might be my last time here.
Are you the favorite?
The new iPhone was announced.
Exciting.
iPhone X, you pronounce it 10. Never mind, I think we're at 8. These people, they try tricking us with numbers. Like, we don't know.
Oh, was there not a 9? So,
this is what I mean. Like, we don't know. We actually don't know at all.
You know what? I hope that this new one doesn't have a phone feature. I'm so sick of people calling me.
Oh my God.
I literally, okay, so a friend of mine called me and I'm like, oh, this has to be an emergency. But I'm like, I didn't get to it. It even has like where they write out the text now, like they write out the phone call and text for you, which is brilliant.
The voicemail, the visual voicemail.
Yeah. But then I'm like, what am I going to do with this? I got a call back. Like, I don't think my phone does that. So I think I just told him, like, my phone doesn't do phone
You could
calls.
Just say that my speaker's broken or something.
What is it like to have so much anxiety over something you carry around with you all the time?
What, your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, and so my anxiety goes to the decline button.
Just keep your phone on do not disturb.
Just don't call me. I don't understand why people are calling.
I know. Just because we're texting doesn't mean that I can speak to you. Like, I'm probably out somewhere.
I'm just like, I run a business. Why are they calling? They just keep calling and calling.
They wanted to give me cash. Why can't you just text me that?
Just send me the cash. Oh,
you literally can text me cash. Yeah. So, yes, that's a good point, Tracy.
I agree.
Well, now this new phone, you can open it up with face recognition. Now, let's pretend for a second that it will work, which it also didn't work as they demonstrated it live.
Oh, hilarious.
Oh, shit.
But let's pretend that it does work. Can we quit complaining about the NSA? Between typing and texting and putting a pin down on where you are at any moment, thumbprints.
I mean, what do you want from me? Like, what do you think they're going to get? They're not going to get anything from me.
They're not going to get anything from you?
You're the favorite guest. You don't
think you think that they're going to steal my guest identity? And you think that they're going to get booked for Keith and the Girl? And then the feds are going to show up?
I'm telling you, you're onto something. Yes.
Oh my God. Imagine they start taking my podcast spots.
What happened right before this show started?
Oh my God. So my phone is broken.
Right.
Not because I got mad and threw it. I dropped it. I brought it to this girl.
Now I feel like it's because you got mad and threw it.
You would think that.
How many phones have you lost from getting mad and throwing it?
Zero. I've never broken anything.
But you still threw it.
I dropped it out of my bag onto concrete after having it for so long. I have a 6S, I think. So that's a pretty long time I've had this phone.
Ancient.
So I brought it to this girl and she fixed it and she broke the sensors on the screen. So now my screen goes crazy and it does things. So it will post the last 7 photos on my roll to Instagram and Facebook.
So why were you freaking out? Who cares what you have?
I have screenshots of private text messages that I sent to my girlfriends.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere, aren't we, Tracy?
Yeah, you know, like how embarrassing would it be? Like, you know those last 7 selfies you took of yourself? And like half of them were like pretty bad and you only have one eye open. If you posted all of them at one time to Instagram as a collection.
I would be humiliated.
Yeah, exactly.
I would, by the way, if I were you, throw my phone against the wall to make it break. This is crazy.
Yeah, this isn't good.
And you keep taking screenshots of your texts like
a crazy
person.
I mean, how are we going to communicate? Then what, am I going to pick up the phone and read a text message to someone? That's disgusting.
I saw 2 women, they were taking a selfie. And I knew these people. And I go, do you want me to take your picture? And she goes, no, this is the charm. My arms and half our face. This is the beauty of it.
It is good because you can kind of like position your face. Also, if you take a picture of me, I'm promising you that you're going to give me a few chins.
Right. Now, does it bother you that Kenda insisted on shaking your hand and now she's coughing up a lung? Any of that a concern?
I think she's just choking. Okay. I'd like to pretend that she's just choking to death.
Okay.
It makes me happy.
I'm trying to give you my tumor.
So this has face recognition.
Right.
But if you had it recognize your face with makeup on, you got to quickly throw on makeup anytime you want to open your phone.
No.
Yes. And you have to have your eyes open, but if somebody's sleeping, you can open their eyes if they're a deep sleeper and then go into their phone. So careful, you cheaters out there.
I feel like I would make a face, you know, so that I always have to like stick
make
my tongue
that
out.
One face.
Yeah. So it could recognize me better. In fact, Siri never worked for me. You know that Hey Siri thing?
Mm-hmm.
Until I put a song to it. So now if I go, Hey Siri, it doesn't work. I go, Hey Siri, and it turns on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This technology is terrible.
Well, now we know the secret. I'm just phone.
I'm wondering if it would recognize. I got fillers in my face recently.
Fillers?
Like, I did. I got fillers under my eyes.
What does that mean?
That's the new Botox, right? That's what we say now?
Yeah, it's not Botox. Botox freezes your muscles. So the filler is actually like, think about putting mashed potatoes underneath your eye sockets.
Is that how they described it to you?
And that's like, how I like to describe it.
I love food.
Right. I love mashed potatoes. Can you put them under my eyes? So I have filler and it built up the part of my face so my eyes aren't as sunken in. So this is all filler here. So I'm wondering if like people
That's
get.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Is it squishy?
No, it's not. It's pretty hard, actually.
You know, you just touched your face and I touched you before.
It's fine because I didn't touch inside of my eyes.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Yeah.
There's so many
No, like if you actually rub your eyes, that's how you get the germs. Your eyes or your mouth.
You know you're making this up, right?
No, it's a true story. Sure. Google it, people. I'm telling you. I did it on Harper's Bazaar. They did it live on a YouTube video. They injected me with fillers. So I'm wondering if you get a lot of work done.
Right.
What happens?
It wouldn't recognize.
No? And then that's it. And then you just shit out of luck.
Yep.
No more phone.
Another $1,000 you have to get in the phone.
Oh my God.
Did it hurt?
No.
Does it hurt now?
No.
Can you feel your face different?
No, you could. I mean, nothing's different. You could feel, like I could feel, you couldn't feel it because you wouldn't know the difference, but like they put it over like the bone socket, but no.
Do you feel better?
I feel like I want more. So I got it done once on the video.
I'm sorry, one second. Why wouldn't your eyes be more sunken if the rest of your face
is... Because they actually, right here, they put some filler. So it like lifted it a little bit because my eyes are pretty sunken. My eyes have been like that my whole life.
Like if I take a fork to your face, it'll unfilter.
Oh, I don't know. We can try it.
I eat some of the
I'm very scared now.
Do you get it with gravy or just...
No, it's just plain mashed potatoes. Let's not get crazy.
How much are the mashed potatoes?
So the first round that I did with her, I think it was around $3,500. But I didn't pay for it because it was from Harper's Bazaar. And then I went to her for a follow-up.
Something cost $3,500 that you put mashed potatoes under your eyelids?
Well, I don't think it's mashed potatoes, actually. Like, I like to pretend it's mashed potatoes.
Where'd you get this done? Because I read a lot of stories and they put in, you know, concrete.
Caulk?
Yeah, they put in caulk in people's asses. I don't know.
I got it done by Dr. Heidi Waldorf, who's like a celebrity plastic surgeon, dermatologist.
Who else has he worked on?
She was on the Today Show recently. She's like all over TV and everything.
So that's like a high price for that.
Thing. Yeah. So I think it's a high price. So I went back to her for a follow up and I was like, you know, I really just need some more. And she was like, okay. And she put more in. But now I'm like, I need more.
Does it go away?
Yeah, it goes away in about a year. It fades gradually.
But you didn't wait until it went away?
No. It was like a month later I went for the follow-up.
Okay. Not a year, yeah. A month. How old are you now?
I'm 33 years old.
You do look young.
Thank you so much. It's my fillers.
Kendra's such an enabler. She enables you to get sick. She enables you to keep... And fillers. You don't think that's too young that you're going to become? I'd be worried if I was dating you that you're just going to be filled with mashed potatoes.
Oh, man. Worried or excited.
It lasts for a year and you went back in a month, Tracy.
Well, it was my follow-up.
Yeah.
So she wanted to make sure that what she did worked. And then she was like, all right, you know, you're right. You need a little bit more. I could have taken about 5 pounds more of the mashed potatoes. I have Restylane, Voluma, and Velour.
They're called rustic.
Yeah, right.
Let's say you lose weight.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So if you're not
Go ahead.
would you have giant bumps in your
face?
Oh
my God, imagine that.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Well, good thing I'm not going to do that.
All right, good.
We're never going to find out.
I can't go to the gym. I got shit put in my face.
I can't. That's right. I have velour under my eyes.
Are you dating somebody now?
Yeah, I've been dating someone.
Did they say, hey, you make me, I get nervous about face work.
He was like, oh my God, you're so much more attractive with all that mashed potato. He doesn't care.
Did you even ask for his opinion?
No, I told him afterwards. I was like, oh, look at this.
Did he notice?
I mean, he says he did, you know.
He goes, you do look well rested.
He's like, you look beautiful. You look beautiful. You look beautiful before. You look beautiful. You know what guys say.
You had to bring it up, obviously, right? You didn't just stand there and go, let's see if he notices anything.
Well, because I did it on video at the Hearst Tower.
And that's how he found out.
I told, it's not out yet, actually.
Okay.
The video's not out. Don't worry, I'll send it to you guys. but no, I told him I was going to do it. And then I don't think anyone notices a difference. Notice a difference putting makeup on.
Do you have a before and after?
The doctor has them, yeah.
Can he forward it to me?
Sure.
Can she forward it
to me? Yeah, I can get them for you.
Nice. Absolutely. Can we post it on the website?
The before is pretty bad, though. Like, it's a no
I've
makeup.
Seen you. It's okay.
Yeah, but you've never seen me without, you know, a little bit of...
Oh, and you're afraid that I'll puke because...
Right, exactly. That, and then chain reaction.
Yeah. We'll put the before pick up, but we'll put warning sign over it.
Yeah, please.
You have to click on it extra.
Please, thank you.
Okay. All
put
right.
Your birth date in.
I don't want anybody getting sick, you know? And so you did tell your boyfriend ahead of time then, right?
Yeah, I don't think he cares.
And he didn't say anything?
No.
Is that offensive at all?
No.
Okay.
It's not because I haven't gotten more sunken as I've gotten older. My eyes have been sunken since I'm a child. That's my bone structure. I don't
I've had dark circles under my eyes.
It's for. It's for dark circles, but it's my dark circles are more prominent because of the sunkenness. So it's like it's hereditary. I'm Sicilian, right?
It's Mediterranean.
It's a Mediterranean thing to have dark circles under your eyes.
Yeah. So. Also, like Indian people, mm-hmm. I notice have the same thing, and we've spoken to each other about it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a thing. So
yeah, I finally just gave up on it. It used to bother me because in pictures I would always look like I have the most giant dark circle under my eyes. And I don't know. I think I'm just like, it's too much work to do anything else.
But you're a tanner than I am as well.
That's true.
So it's like on a paler skin, the circles are darker. But I've had dark circles since I, you know.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with how much I sleep.
Exactly. So that's why I don't really.
How much do you sleep?
Not enough these days.
Well, the mashed potatoes are helping.
Just the
how much?
You don't need to.
How much do I sleep? I usually go to bed around like 1 or 2 and I get up at like 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not great.
Did the doctor say just sleep more?
The doctor told me, she's like, if you could just stay home, you know, just like really relax for the rest of your life. And that's what I'm doing. That's why I don't have a job.
By the way, speaking of VIP shows, Tracy was on Chemda's show.
I sure was.
I'm reading show notes. Last time Tracy was on, of course, you can go to keithandthegirl.com/guests and check out every visit she ever made. Tracy and her ex-boyfriend have some mutual friends, so she made sure he heard her interview with Chemda, where she detailed exactly how he cheated on her. Shortly after recording What's My Name, Tracy was cheated on again. Is it hard to trust now? Do we trust this new
guy? I don't trust anyone.
Okay.
I don't trust anyone, but I'll tell you an update on cheater number one.
Yes, Kevin Hart.
So, so me and Kevin, we were together for about 4 years, and he contacted me after he heard that and was like, I guess you don't want to talk to me anymore.
That's what you get. And I'm getting in touch to say, I guess you don't want to get in touch.
Well, because they sent him the podcast and he's like, I listened to the podcast. I was like, oh, what did you think? And he's like, I think that you, that's not exactly how it went. And I was like, oh, okay.
You want me to interview him? So can I?
He's not a comic. He's just
can I interview him about being a loser and cheating on you?
I don't know if he'd show up for that.
He wouldn't show up. Of course he wouldn't.
Can you ask him?
Sure.
It'll be just about cheating on you.
Sure.
Okay.
I could reach out to him because so he said to me, I listened to the podcast and you know, you were pretty clear that you don't want me to contact you anymore. And I'm like, yeah, I've been telling you that for a long time. So he was like, all right, I won't. So I blocked him and then that was it. And then recently this summer he went out to Montauk, which is where I used to live out in the Hamptons, and we used to spend a lot of time there.
Long Island.
Yeah. Yes. So he was out there, and so he realized that I had blocked him from texting. So he emailed me
to say, hey, are you sure?
He texted to my email and was like, hey, I'm out in Montauk just thinking about you. So I unblocked him. And I was like, why are you texting me in my email? Like, what could you possibly have to tell me? And he went into like that he's really sorry and he's been thinking about things and blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's married with a child at this point.
Why does he even care then? And I wouldn't even bother you.
He wants to come out to one of my shows. And I'm like, you know how we are, comics. I'm like, yeah, come out to the show. Bring your wife. Bring your kid.
You know what?
Buy two drinks.
He might do kind of the show, actually, because he's obviously still into you. Something's going on. And if he sees you now, with that shit in your face?
Oh my God, forget it.
Oh.
Right? Oh my God, Boner City.
Yeah.
MJG is writing in from St. Louis. Maybe leave the part about, quote, being a loser part until we ask.
Okay, I think that might be a good idea.
He's my new producer.
Yeah.
Who are you dating now? Do we know?
Yeah, he's a comic, but I don't really talk about it.
It's private, right?
It's private, yeah.
Okay, because that could ruin everything.
Couldn't? I don't know.
Because it's hard to fuck other people then, right?
I mean, I'm not the one fucking other people. I guess.
All right, but we trust this guy, or we don't.
I don't trust anyone. I love him. Trust anyone.
Does that bum him out? Is he trying to prove it somehow? And how could he?
I don't know. I just feel like I'm 33 years old. I don't want to get married. I have no reason to get married.
Right.
I don't want children.
Is the relationship open?
No. I mean, unless he thinks it is. No, absolutely not.
Right.
So she's like, why? What did he tell you?
So what's going on?
Yeah. It would be nice if, you know, you had somebody that you don't have to think about.
Yeah, but how do you really get to a point where you there are marriages that are together. People are together for 25 years. They have 3 kids and everything's amazing. And then, you know, something happens.
Does he try to tell you, look, I don't know what to say. I am faithful.
Yeah, but I'm not like accusing.
Right.
I'm just I just never trust anyone.
Oh, so it doesn't even come up.
How? Why are you going to talk about it?
Right. Because you might, because you would be happier if you talk about it.
Nah.
Or you know nothing could get solved, so why talk about
it? Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So what am I going to say to you? Oh, are you cheating on me? And you're going to be like, actually, I am. Funny you should bring it up. You just never asked before.
Do you think you should cheat now? That way, in case it happens, which it probably will, you won't be hurt.
Yes.
I like this idea.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, get ahead of the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I could be like, well, actually.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I've been cheating since September. Keith told me to.
Do you think that you can, because I think I asked you this on What's My Name, like, because you've been cheated on, mm-hmm. do you feel the shift? Do you know where the shift is? You know, like, because, you know, I feel like you kind of know sometimes, but you need to get out of it to fully see it.
You know? Kind of know, but at the same time,
you always
if someone's like a professional cheater, are you really going to know? Mm. I cheated on my ex-boyfriend.
You hear that?
I cheated on him. And I'm going to tell you something. When he comes into the studio, you can ask him, and I bet you he would swear that I never did.
Because women are better.
Because I'm just better. Here's the thing. Like, I'm going to teach you guys how to cheat. You ready?
Okay. I'm writing this down.
Okay. Don't tell anyone. It's the craziest thing in the world. You never get found out.
Right.
Unless the other person is going to tell. That's it.
Who was it? Who was it with?
I mean, who I cheated on my ex-boyfriend with?
Yeah.
Anyone.
No, everyone. Was it outside of the circle of
yeah,
friends?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. You see, we met at work, so we had separate groups of friends. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I wasn't like sleeping with his brother. That's not, again, like right. There's another rule. Don't sleep with his brother.
They're adding up quick.
Yeah. It's just.
There's a lot of rules.
It's pretty simple though. Yeah, like people, don't tell, even if you sleep with his brother, just don't tell anyone.
Right. But I think people think that's half the fun.
Like, what, the telling?
Yeah. Guess what I did?
Oh, then that's it. See, that's a different sickness then.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. They need a little bit more therapy.
Who did you cheat on? Like a comic?
No.
One night stand?
I wasn't even doing comedy when I was with that guy.
Where'd you find someone?
I'm very resourceful. Like, you know, I just...
Was it a one-night stand?
No. I mean, I had a few... Like, I was with my ex-boyfriend while I was with him. I was, you know, I was
you
just...
You cheated multiple times?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. When I interviewed you, you were like, this son of a bitch, you're an asshole.
Yeah. Well, it was after I had realized, like, something was happening. Then I was like, whatever, I don't care.
I see.
Yeah. It was literally like, I almost knew... At the end, and I was like, and my ex-boyfriend called me, and I was like, all right, yeah. Let's hang out. I made him chicken cutlets and everything.
I want to not count that.
Yeah.
What's this? What happened? Chicken cutlets?
That's what I do. I just cook.
That's how she seduced her ex.
Yeah. He was like, you want to hang out? I was like, yeah, I guess I could make some chicken cutlets. Rice-a-roni.
That's the Netflix and chill of her life.
Exactly. I'm an Italian lady.
I'm not following. And then
she cheated on her boyfriend.
In chicken cutlets.
A while. This is a long time ago. I haven't cheated on a boyfriend since then, actually. 2011. So
I'm not counting that.
Yeah. Because it was after the whole...
Because you were done. Yeah. You should have said.
I should have said.
But he should have said too, and right. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he do that he was caught? What was his mistake?
He Facebook. Told her sister.
Yeah.
He wrote on Facebook.
He fucked my sister and then they told. No, he had her posting on his Facebook, like different inside jokes.
Yeah, you should, probably shouldn't do that, right?
Yeah, also one of the girls was posting about our couch. I was like, why does she know about our couch after I was away? He's like, oh, I don't know. That's weird,
I remember right? that. Yeah, because there was like a distance situation.
Yeah, because I was in the Hamptons.
God.
Everything's fine.
And what was that? Do you think that was like a little wink? Like, I'm making it public, but I'm not really.
Hey, no. I think that he literally didn't tell anyone he had a girlfriend.
Oh, I see.
He wasn't covering his tracks.
Yeah, when you cheat, you should let the other person know.
Rule number three.
Right.
Are we writing a book?
I think we are, yeah.
Really? It seems like a pamphlet.
Yeah, this is...
it'll be... Yeah, you know what? This. We're writing a book.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right. Hemda got proposed to today.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Yeah. What happened?
It's the cough. It's very sexy.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm actually getting turned on myself.
Right? Yeah. You're over your OCD weird shit.
This is amazing.
When you is the weirdest part about being catcalled when you leave the house looking like crap, you're coughing all over the place, and you still get...
Keith, you added an extra thing to the cough just then.
Well, you know how you look. Come on.
What?
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Well, now...
That's so... Did you guys see my status or something? The other day, I left the house and I got catcalled for the first time in my whole life.
Congrats.
Guy in a Mercedes truck. And
a Mercedes truck?
Yeah, a Mercedes truck. He's driving past my house. I look like death, right?
Mm-hmm.
no makeup on, not a stitch of makeup. I was running out to run an errand. It was early and he had all his windows open. He said, "Hey, sexy."
Nice.
And I looked over because I thought, oh, maybe it's one of my friends because, you know, strangers don't like me. And then he's like, "Hey, can I get your phone number?" And he looked at me and he made the tongue motion, like the vagina eating motion. And I got to tell you, I was like, what a day. This is great. Right.
Did he use his two fingers?
He sure did.
The peace.
He made the V. Nice. And that never happened to me before. And I was just like, he brightened my whole entire day.
What did you say to him?
Nothing. I just smiled. I just smiled like so, because I was just so.
Tracy, you're new to this. If he does the vagina eating thing, you do the cock.
I was just so on cloud nine that I couldn't really think quickly.
Actually, somebody hit on me from a car also. As a pedestrian, that's very weird. He's at the red light. I'm undoing my bike chain. It's a different thing that I was telling you. Yeah. I could see how that's sexy.
Yeah.
But then my nostrils start getting full of snot. So I take out some toilet paper. He's already talking to me. And I'm like, I just turn around to blow my nose. He's like, "I know you're turning around to blow your nose and I get it. But like, hey, you want to talk to me?" And I'm like, "See, I'm blowing my nose." And he's like, "Come on." And I turn around. I'm like, "Come on, man. Like, I'm legit blowing my nose right now." And he's like,
"I can't believe Kendall got offended that I said she looked like crap."
Well, I mean, that was kind of nasty. Maybe you're a cunt. What happened? Who proposed to you today?
This is so fucking stupid. But I'm at a red light with my bike, smoking a blunt, riding through Brooklyn, 20 miles on the bike by the time I got to the studio. Yes. Okay. So, and so he's smiling at me. And like, you know, when people smell like weed smoke, you know, you get that like nod and like, it's nice, you know, you're smiling at each other. It's
very grateful dead. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So we do that. And okay, we get another light, you know, he's on a bike too. So we ride, we hit another light together. So I'm like, "It's you again. Very nice. Lovely." I pass him the blunt. Ooh. Maybe he wants some. He's like, "I'm going to work. Otherwise I would." I'm like, "Totally cool. Totally get you."
By the way, hold on. Kind of the people you read in the paper. Well, I was just reading a story the other day where somebody was on a cruise and the guy goes to people in a hot tub, a couple, and says, "Hey, you guys want to do any meth?"
No.
He says, "Hey, you guys having a fun vacation?" They're like, we need a little break. Our meth lab burned down." Just being stupid. And the guy goes, "Actually, I have meth," and tries to sell meth. They're undercover cops. Anyway, this is what Kendra's going to be in the paper for. Like, "So I saw this guy. I gave him weed. I gave him weed."
First of all, meth is so different than weed.
Is it though?
Nobody's scared anymore. Nobody's scared. How great.
Wait, is this because you're sober?
No.
Are you projecting?
Every other day I see a new march for weed rights and people are just handing it around. What are you scared about?
No, I feel that freedom. I'm like, wow, I'm really not scared. This is such a big deal. I ride by cop cars with their windows open. I'm more subtle when I do that. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but there's weed smoke everywhere in New York. They're not catching me.
No one really cares.
I'm in Brooklyn. There's so many pedestrians, bike riders, regular cars, that the weed could be coming from anywhere. I got it in my palm and I just kind of smoke it. Sometimes I'm a little more obvious, but...
Right. It's usually coming from the lady riding the bike with the blunt, though.
Right.
It could be coming from anywhere, but it's usually coming from the blunt in her hand.
It's like it comes from anywhere, but I have it in my palm.
Right. But it's in the palm of my hand.
Right.
That another biker is following me, and I've also extended it to him.
And at a red light, we passed it.
I see your point. Yeah. I see it.
Maybe it's you. So you try to give him the blunt. He can't take it.
Yeah. Nice exchange. We keep going. Bump into each other again. Ha, ha, ha.
Fate.
Totally. And I'm like, this guy's being so cool because he's not like...
He didn't arrest you. I mean, there's a laundry list of things that could have happened.
But he didn't switch over into like, "Now we got to fight." You know, he didn't switch modes. It was just continuously friendly. I go up the wrong way. I'm turning around. There he is again. And he's like, "That's it. Like, this is... I think I have to get your number now." And I go, "I totally get it, but I'm married. But like, thank you." You know, because he's so nice. Like... I get why you would ask for my phone number at this point. And then he's like, "Oh, okay." And I'm like, "Oh, more respect. This is great." He didn't turn around.
Right.
And so I'm like, "All right, bye." And he goes, "All right, but are you on Facebook?" And I'm like, "Okay." So I'm not going to give you my number.
Just see, you're... you're doing this wrong. Right.
First of all, A, fuck him.
Obviously, fuck him. Second of all, you have a podcast to promote.
Yeah.
I'm inviting my ex-boyfriend with his wife and his newborn baby to my show at Levity Live. You can at least let this guy follow you on Facebook. Maybe he's a listener.
You know, you have a lot of points today. God. This is why you're my favorite.
Thank you. Still.
Oh, she's so deep.
Still. So he wants to follow you on Facebook?
So I just said, he goes, do you have a Facebook? And I go, no. And I got to say, I was disappointed because is that a line crossed? Well, it is, right? It's like, dude.
Well, you have to, how else are you going to slide into the DMs, right?
Right. It's worth a shot. Maybe he wants to take a look. And just make sure that you're a happy,
just make sure.
happy marriage.
Make sure that I'm living my best life.
Exactly.
Yeah. But that wasn't actually, you said the marriage, that was different. Okay, so the marriage proposal, I get to a red light, different day, different blunt. Get a smile from a neighbor. I'm just like, everyone's so friendly in this city. He tries to talk to me. I turn my headphones, this is a different person. I turn my headphones off and I'm like, hey, what's up? And he goes, will you marry me?
Oh.
And I'm like, that's hilarious.
Right.
And he goes, why is that funny? I go, because if it's not, it has to be stupid.
Right, right, right.
And he's like, why is it stupid? I'm just asking you to marry me. And I'm like,
maybe he needed his green card. Maybe he was having an immigration issue.
What if you did get that? What if that's your superpower? That you know who is right for you? And it's real hard to explain.
And he's like, what the fuck? Like, just trust me on this one.
We would be so good. How have things been working out for you? I know. I can't prove
It's not going to work out. Just trust me. Add me on Facebook.
I was so floored by his, like, why you...
It's called
like,
confidence, my friend.
He's trying some angle, like, just to feel bad. Like, do I make you feel sad? I don't get it. Why wouldn't you just give us a chance at a wedding?
Right. Yeah, why are you being so weird about this?
You are being weird.
It was strange. Kenda should at least ask some questions. What do your parents do?
Do you have a lot of money?
Do you have money?
What are you worth?
It was not as long a red light as the other one, so it was kind of hard to be on that.
I'm sure he would have followed you. Right.
So, and then, anywhere.
For the combo.
And then I went the wrong way and had to come back. And that gave him the wrong idea. Well, I don't know. Bring out a map.
I don't know why this guy's hitting on me. I just offered him my blunt.
Right.
And I keep smiling at him.
And then
what is his problem? He thinks that I'm interested?
Then he wants to meet on some virtual friendship bullshit that the whole world is on. It's like, eh.
Yeah. Maybe it's you. I'm not trying to judge. I'm just saying.
In all fairness, I really think that guy was cool. Like that, it was fine.
You could have been Facebook friends and look at what happened. You threw it away. You threw it in the fucking garbage.
Really? That was a fun exchange. Ew, that was a fun exchange.
Yeah.
Bye.
This is called networking. We're going to include that in the pamphlet.
When all else fails.
How to cheat and how to network.
Network your way.
Network your way in.
Oh, good times. Anyway, I look like shit apparently.
You look amazing.
No, you were great.
Don't listen to this guy. He doesn't even drink.
Can I have a tissue though while I look great? Can I have a tissue from anyone in
I don't own one tissue. You know, you want a wet wipe?
Hempler thinks nobody's gonna give her one if she doesn't beg. Anybody, please, hello? All corners of the room.
Anyone?
Could we? Somebody? I don't.
Why, you wanna blow your nose because you know how hot it is?
Right.
And you're trying to sleep at us all. We're just inappropriate.
We're just trying to sit here and talk.
Oh my god!
This lady's like, watch what I do. Yeah,
close. Shut off my mic, or you guys will try to have sex with me right now.
I mean, we're here in the room. We're gonna try to have it anyway.
Kenda recently went with her. I hate to say this for the admirers, but she went with her husband to celebrate the husband's birthday. Made it a big deal. Went to the beach.
Oh, nice.
Rented a place.
What beach did you go to?
We went to Queens.
Oh, whoa. Only the best.
It's a big day, you know.
Did you get a taco? A Rockaway taco? Did you take the bus?
Oh my God, I ruined it.
Or the A-train. How'd you get there? The A-train.
Oh, no, you're not far off.
Oh, boy.
I was not good at this.
The Q11? Would you take? You took it? Yeah. Oh, boy.
Happy birthday. It's
I would have driven you in my Nissan Sentra. Please put a little romance back in life.
Okay, look, I really tried. But I am the worst at surprises. Usually by the time we get to Baby Butt's birthday, he's like, let me guess, this is what we're doing. A, B, C, and D. Right. You are the worst. But it's a good birthday anyway because he's cool. But... So, yeah, we went to Rockaway Beach. Mm. I love it.
Rock, 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 rock.
No, Kendall don't do that.
Kendall loves it. What's so great about it?
I don't know. There's something about it there. It's still in Queens, which is funny, but it took us 2 hours to get there. There is a beach vibe there. And it's like, you're still in Queens, you're still in the boroughs, but everyone's riding a cruiser like I am.
It's pretty new there, that whole,
a
little gentrification going on.
Little hurricane took them down too, so they had to rebuild.
It started a little bit before that though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it started a little bit. There's a lot of hipsters down there.
They just have, it just like the boardwalk is really wide. There's like a huge thing for bikes there. There's a lot of surfers go there. Mm-hmm. So that's why I took them there. We were going to go for 2 days at an Airbnb. And here's my stealth operation. This is such a good idea and I fucking ruined it. Okay. So I contact Anne. She's like the only person I know with a car, apparently, except for Tracy. You're up next. I gotcha.
First of all, hold on. Guy's asking to get married. He has a car. Guy wants to be Facebook friends, most likely has a car.
Yeah. I met these people. Oh, yeah. All right.
Missed opportunities.
Yeah, that's true. Look at what I could have had. So I'm like, this is going to be great. He doesn't know where we're going. He knows we're going to the beach on Monday, but he doesn't know that we're going ahead of time on Sunday and staying in a place. He thinks we're going to have to ride all the way there, all the way back. That's exhausting. I rented a place for 2 days. Okay, it's supposed to be like a beach bungalow, like a block from the beach. Amazing price. The whole place is to ourselves.
I'm familiar with these bungalows.
So excited. Are you?
I'm okay, very good. Familiar.
You're going to...
I have a lot of Irish friends.
You're going to recognize the story then.
I turned my computer on trying to find the place, but the battery was low, so I had to wait a little. So about 10 minutes later, I got it working again. Now I'm on the computer.
So not only am I ugly, I'm long-winded. Okay. And I have snot coming out of my nose. All right. It's a great day for me. So what I did was I asked Anne, I was like, look, I'm going to put the stuff outside. You put it in your car and we made an exchange for something. Can you just drop off the stuff? I already contacted the Airbnb, put his surfboard there that I didn't want him to carry for 2 hours, his surfboard, our luggage, you know, and I'm just going to tell him that we're going somewhere and boom, we land.
Everything's already. That's adorable.
Beautiful, right?
Love it. Beautiful. So beautiful.
We take our bikes. It's either going to be like a 20-mile bike ride there or we'll just take the train. But either way, great surprise, right? Bullshit. So I packed all the stuff. I took the surfboard.
Everybody, sorry. Spoiler, bullshit. Right.
Well, because I think it's so good. And I'm trying to get him. He's done this before where he just packs for me and this happens. And I'm like, oh, and you packed all the perfect things. But I'm like, I've never done this before. I don't know what to pack for him. So I try to be like smooth about it. I'm like, listen, for tomorrow's beach, you know, today's adventure, we might not be able to come back and pack. So just pack for what you would want for the beach tomorrow. We might swing by to pick it up or whatever. And already this is astute, like this is the worst lie. And he's like, what do you mean we might come back? Like, do I pack some of the beach? Are we going to the beach today? I'm like, no, we're super not going to the beach today. Super not.
Make plans if you want.
I'm the worst. The worst. And so he packs the thing.
We're actually not doing anything tomorrow.
Right.
Do you go to another room so that he can't see your face?
There is no other room. We live in New York. So he packs some of his stuff. I'm like, this is going so great. I do confuse him because I'm so confusing about what to pack. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm just like, I don't know, an extra underwear. He's like, are we staying somewhere? I'm like, absolutely not.
But in case we have to come back, in case
you shit yourself while we're out, I would like you to pack an outfit in case you shit your entire self and the shit gets on the top of you as well. Why would you pack?
What if you get a rooster tail and then what? You can't wash that off.
I'm not saying that we're going somewhere where you would shit yourself and someone would also shit on you maybe. But if that would happen, I would like to be prepared.
I don't want it to ruin our day, but leave it at the house. Because if we come back to the house, I don't want to wait 5 minutes for you to grab clothes.
Also, someone's going to shit on you on your birthday.
Oh, thank goodness we had that bag ready for us to go back out, which would make no sense.
It gets worse because I'm so not smooth. So the bag is packed and he puts it down and I think I'm so amazing. He's cooking breakfast. He just had this idea. I'm like, great. That's in the back of the house. Anne just pulled up. I grab his surfboard. I grab the Knapsack.
You live in a one room apartment and he doesn't notice that you're running outside with a surfboard.
That's what starts to get offensive. That he's going along with it.
He's like, so, are you giving, no, I'm letting your friends borrow your surfboard even for today, even though I know that we're going to the beach tomorrow for your birthday, but you're not going to have your surfboard because I already gave it to your friends.
We'll definitely have it for tomorrow. We're definitely not going today.
But we're not going to the beach.
But stay here in the house.
Someone's
going to
shit on you.
You're so right. All of this would have been better than what I did.
I would be offensive. I would be offended that my partner didn't look at me and go, what? Because they must always think I'm insane.
Right.
Like, oh, this is another insane thing you're doing. Yeah. Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay.
So he puts the bag down and I'm like, I'm so excited for myself. I don't know. It was, so she's waiting outside. I put the surfboard in, a couple bags. And I'm like, this is so amazing. I can't believe it. I come back in, we're ready to go. But what I realized is he's like, oh, I forgot this in the other bag and I forgot that. And I'm like, oh my God. All of a sudden we're carrying a whole nother set of luggage that now we have to carry on the train because I let Anne go there instead of just taking us there. That would have been kind of nice, right?
So he forgets something in the other bag and then doesn't have the bag and goes, never mind. I'll take another bag.
Yeah, it's fine that my other bag is gone.
Right.
Maybe it's in the other room that we don't have.
What did he forget? And it's
where, like, did my luggage go, Hemda?
I thought it was in this bag.
It actually.
But the bag's missing, so I guess it's not.
I think we got robbed.
It's true. He goes, where's the bag? And I freeze for a second. I didn't even think about it.
Do you think maybe Anne should have taken the stuff after you left?
I wanted it to
maybe be you could have left the door open and let Anne put the stuff in the car after you left. Why are you taking my surfboard outside?
And then what?
It needs air. It's been in the house all year. It really needs air.
And then where do you say you're going?
Wait, so what? I froze for a second and then I said I put it away.
With the stuff still in it?
I put all your stuff back in the drawers and I throw away your bag.
I just realized why, when if we do come back, we can easily make a new bag. So it doesn't matter. So I felt bad. I put all your stuff back.
You should have probably got that guy's phone number.
Right.
Because I don't know.
And right.
Just like a backup.
Yep.
Isn't that funny? Kendra's looking at these guys and going, you guys are weirdos.
Yeah, they're so weird. I just flirted with you for 5 miles and you asked me for my phone number? What is your problem?
So I passed him an illegal substance in public. And then he's like, hi.
I'm like, why are you talking to me? We're just doing drugs together. We're not close. All right, so the bags are gone. So now you have a whole new set of luggage.
And now...
And apparently he didn't need whatever it was because it's gone.
Well, it's stuff like, oh, I didn't think... I should have just packed our computers. And then it turns out I shouldn't have brought both computers.
Right. There's not a lot of computer stuff at the beach. Also, I'm pretty sure this bungalow doesn't have Wi-Fi.
It didn't.
Mm-hmm. Usually these bungalows don't even have heat.
We toggle. Right. Okay, so... And then, I don't know what else. It was like his shot. I just forgot everything. So now not only do we have to
I have to take my testosterone shot. It's right. In the other bag. Don't worry about it today.
I need my medication.
Yeah, you're fine.
No, not where we're going.
Our love's going to keep us going. Anyways, just trust. Could you just trust me?
He's so nice the whole time. He's just pretending that I'm not stupid. It's so great. And so...
You know what? Honest to God, I'd smoke all the time. I don't blame him.
Did someone just take my surfboard and all my luggage away? No?
Yeah, I put it back. It back where? In the basement we don't have.
I put it back in the car outside.
What car?
It's headed to the beach that we're not going to. Why wouldn't we go in the car with the luggage? No, because we're going to ride our bikes 40 miles. Happy birthday!
Oh, God.
And then where are we going? The library. Hush.
Nowhere. Just bring extra clothes. Do you have a second set of luggage?
I don't know what happened to the first one. And I don't want this to ruin our day.
This is a one-day overnight trip.
It's too nice. Okay. So now...
You could have just taken stuff for him.
Yeah.
No, I need you to do... the next.
I didn't want to miss anything.
Yeah. What does he really like to wear?
That was good.
You know what? I thought I was so clever because He was like, do I need my toothbrush? And I go, no. And then I snuck it in a bag.
Oh, you're like, no brushing teeth this trip. Right.
That was to throw him off. Like,
you need underwear, but you don't need a toothbrush.
And then right before he leaves,
something's going to happen in your pants.
He goes, real quick, I'm going to brush my teeth. No.
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 Someone stole your toothbrush.
It's like you were there.
Yeah, the toothbrush is gone too. Let's just go. This is getting so weird. This apartment feels so weird. Let's just go. Go where?
Where's all my stuff?
Anywhere. On the bus. I don't know. Isn't it fun to be on a bus? Let's just go on the bus. To where? Looks like we're going to the beach.
Nope.
Beach is the final stop, nope. And we've been here 2 hours. No. Read a book. Here, I brought your favorite book. Why? In case we were stuck on the bus.
At some point, well, we had to fucking, oh my God, the G wasn't running.
Wait, so you got on with your bikes? God.
We had to take
a plan anything for my birthday. I just want to stay home. God. I don't want to ride a bike. I don't want to ride on a bus. I don't want to do it.
It's true.
I'll just meet you at the beach.
Hey, happy birthday. Shut up. Oh my
God. The G wasn't working, so we had to take like this shuttle bus with our bikes. Oh, then we had to transfer to
a regular bus.
No,
you could have gone on a real vacation.
Right.
Like Florida.
The cruise line could have went up the local river, yeah. Picked up Kenda.
So yeah, so now, but now he has to carry all this shit, and and my bike is heavier, so he feels obligated to like carry my bike, and I'm just like, oh my God.
So he's carrying two bikes, pieces of luggage.
Well, I carried his, but I could literally throw it on my shoulder. So yeah, he's carrying bags, and he's so nice, like the whole time. And then I go, do you have any idea what we're doing? He goes, let me guess, Anne is dropping off my surfboard and the luggage that I packed. We're about to meet her there, and we're staying at an Airbnb for 2 days. And I'm like, no.
You're not even close.
No,
okay. Really? Because then we should worry about the bags.
Did he say, why couldn't Anne drive us?
Yeah.
Why couldn't Anne just drive us? I just wanted to go in a car.
Well, anyway, we got to get on this scooter for four more miles.
So I said, because I thought you might want a bike there. And he's like, well, I only said no because I thought, you know, it's such a long trip and we would have to come back. But if I knew we were sleeping there, and I would absolutely ride there. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm ruining everything. And I'm like, so right after he goes, let me guess, Anne is doing this, we're doing that, blah, blah, blah. I go, no. And then I'm like, wait, are we on the right train? And he goes, yeah, this goes to Lefferts and you'll be fine. I'm just like, God damn. I'm like, you don't know anything. He goes, oh, yeah, I don't know. Oh, man. He's like showing me directions. I'm like, God damn. But let me say, we got there. It was beautiful. Here's another thing that happened.
Okay. It's a 15-minute drive.
No, it's...
I get to the beach in 15, 20 minutes. Just throwing that out there.
No, come on.
No, I do.
It's an hour.
I live in Kew Gardens. Yeah. No, an hour? No, an hour. Not even a little bit.
Shh. You're becoming the worst guest in the world.
Oh, fuck.
You're supposed to say it takes you a week.
It takes me so long to get there. Well, when I walk, it does. It takes me a long time.
Okay, you want to hear something more? Okay, so we get there. We pull up. So Anne is like, hey, when you get there, just go through their garage door. And the thing is in the back. You can just go through. So I go through their driveway.
It's funny how detailed you are. And then a lot of things.
And I'll tell you why. So I get to the garage. And he goes, was that Anne's car that just pulled out? I go, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
No, I think
I hope Anne drove my luggage here. I hope someone drove my luggage here.
I said, oh, I don't remember what Anne's car looks like.
Who's Anne?
Right.
I don't know.
Do you know an Anne that came? Is that what you mean? Is it your friend Anne, not mine?
Do you know?
The worst liar in the world. That's gotta be an upside.
You're not gonna be a great cheater.
No.
Yeah. I'm just like Anne Heche. Anne Kurt.
Anne Hathaway.
Who do you mean?
Anne Frank.
Our good friend Anne, who was at our house.
Taking your surfboard away.
Yes. So finally, okay, we get in. It's beautiful. So the first person to see us is these people's kid. So apparently this is like, you know how sometimes you can go through a driveway of people's, and then there's this whole other mini apartment thing. Anyway, that's what they had. There's a bathroom in there, and so you don't have to go through their house, but they do live like kind of next door, and you share their backyard.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's a two-family.
I guess so. Okay. But you could see, the thing is, to me, if I have a bathroom in the place and I don't have to walk through your thing, then that's my own space. Sure. We're good. So the kid who's 10 years old is showing us the place and we're like, okay, good. And then we're like, okay, get the fuck out of here. And then she sees us shooing her and she's like, oh, and this is the bathroom. And I'm, oh, we wouldn't have found the bathroom. The place is like this size, you know? So then I'm like, oh my God, this kid wants to just hang out. And we're like, okay, we're going to unpack. But we just got this place and she's really just hanging out. So there's not really a lot of places to sit. So Hennessy sits on the bed. The kid jumps on the bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Family and like, cuddle time.
Yeah. And so Hennessy like pops up and just stands up. It's like, you are being too close. Where are your parents? Your parents didn't even say hi to us yet. I don't even know what's happening. And this kid just, and we're like practically shoving this kid out the door, locking the door. She finally leaves. We just close the, we slide the door behind. I think I lock it. A minute later, she just walks in. This 10-year-old just walks in. I'm like, we just freak out. We could have been naked by then.
Sure.
And
does your husband say, well, apparently we're not here anyway. So do whatever you want. Have you seen a surfboard?
Do you know Anne? Wait, was that Anne? Tell me the truth.
And we figured out how to lock the door. But later on, we were about to go with some food out, you know, to the outside area to eat. We have the food with us. We're going to open the door. There's the kid. Like, hey. And we're like, oh, we were just closing this.
Wow.
And Hennessy literally goes, oh, yeah, I was just about to take a nap. It's like 4 in the afternoon.
Just tell him you're going to take a shit.
And she goes, now? And he's like, yeah, I'm really tired. And then I'm just standing at the door and I'm not letting her in. And I'm just like, okay, so. And she's like, yeah. And she's just like chit-chatting. I'm like closing the door. I'm like, okay, we're going to go now. Just closing it. I'm like, okay, bye. And then we couldn't eat outside.
So you had to eat inside.
Yeah. We hid.
What a bad 10-year-old landlord.
I agree.
This is why they don't let children own property.
And then, well, we know, another thing we noticed is like, so there's food in the freezer, like nice stuff, you know, like Amy's. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, sure I do.
Yeah, and then in the refrigerator. And
who's Amy?
And nobody lives there, so it's weird. It everything else is like empty. It looks like a hotel. I know sometimes Airbnb, you have these other people's food, but it was weird. And then there's like naked juices in the thing, like, ooh, really good stuff. All this, there's pistachio nuts and like stuff on the next to the sink, and it's lined up beautifully. And I'm like,
is this like a mini bar?
Right.
Are they going to charge you?
Right. So I'm like, this stuff looks so good. I'm so tempted. Is it left from the last plate? The last people? Are they, as soon as I'm going to pick this up and eat it, going to charge me? How does this work? And then I realized Anne left us a whole bunch of snacks.
That's super cute.
And goodies and like happy birthday. And she's like, I couldn't leave you there starving.
But she still wouldn't give you a ride. So it's kind of like, how good of a friend is she?
Okay, want to hear the worst part?
Oh God!
I didn't plan the
what? And you're married still.
I didn't plan the way back.
And how'd you get home?
I asked them if we could leave the surfboard and a couple things, and we came back on Friday.
Oh my God!
They had to come with me to like, but then we got an extra surfing day.
Okay,
so all right. It was fun. Let me tell you something. It was one of the great. I know that all that sounds silly, and he knows me. He's very forgiving about this stuff, and it's still like once we got there and got settled in, it was lovely. And we had, it was like one of the greatest times ever.
Oh, I'm so glad you had fun though. Rockaway is fun.
It's so nice. All we did was bike and be on the beach.
What street were you on?
67.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, so you were down by Arverne by the sea.
Right where all this,
yeah, the new houses are.
Surfing schools and stuff like that. Beautiful. Yeah. It was so nice. But he's a very, very kind person.
So maybe next year, if you plan something, you just say, hey, we're going to go away for the weekend. You want to pack a bag?
Actually, we literally, after that, we're like, okay, so next time I'm just going to tell you where, because
you don't even have to say where you're going though. You just be like, we're going to go somewhere. Can you pack a bag? And it's a surprise. And then you get like transportation.
Honestly, that's what we've decided for next time.
How'd you guys come up with that?
We're life coaches.
Yeah, no, I mean, at this point, I feel like I could be one.
I guess I would just pack a bag and leave it in the corner and like do what just you like want whenever you want. You're good.
But I also, while we were there, I meditated for the first time.
Oh,
like,
nice.
I like do my own meditation, but I don't know if that counts for people. But it was my first guided meditation, I guess. So we went to this Dhamma house. It's some sector of like Buddha, blah, who cares? So We go in and it's, I thought it would be less intimate, but we're one of like maybe 10 people. So we're right in front of the guy. And so during this meditation, you're not allowed to move. And like, you just have to, and it's so quiet in the room. I thought maybe like some music. And of course I can't not move. So you hear me shifting. It's like a half an hour. You hear me shifting. And then I got so calm. I moved my neck a little. Crack. My whole neck fucking.
I think you're allowed to.
It crack. But you're not allowed to move. And so I'm like, oh my God, clearly I'm the one who's just like moving this whole time. I don't know how to meditate. But it was actually very, 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 very lovely.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. We rode our bikes to there.
Oh, what? How sweet. So you go somewhere and you can't move, right? It's like a happy birthday.
That was his idea.
Happy birthday. Shut the fuck up. Don't look at me. Don't talk to me. Right. Don't make a goddamn sound and do not move.
And that was, and his birthday's on 9/11. So that's on 9/11. So now there's a discussion afterwards about like 9/11.
Well, there was a moment of silence.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There's 30 moments. Yeah. Yeah.
You have a discussion on 9/11?
It's no matter what, if you're doing, there was like a little talk afterwards by the monk.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
And so he, you know, he brings it up because people are stressed during that week, that day. You know?
I thought it was something romantic, the two of you did at the end of the day. Like, and where were you?
Then we laid in bed and we talked about when the towers fell.
The he first was in a one, cornfield.
The first one definitely seemed that it would only be one, didn't it?
You know, I did two podcasts on 9/11 and no one brought anything up. I'm like, we're so deep.
Well, all their 9/11 jokes were already done.
Yeah. We're so deep as people.
Tracy, the podcast you want to check out, Neurotica.
Neurotica, it's amazing. It's me and Justin Silver.
And Teen Mom Trash Talk Podcast.
I would only recommend that if you're a fan of Teen Mom.
Can I listen to it and not be a fan of Teen Mom?
I mean, you could.
But how can't you be a fan of Teen Mom, right?
I agree with you. Thank you for finally saying that out loud.
They're teenagers. How old?
Well, now they're not teenagers. Now they're 23-ish.
Oh, you follow them.
You follow them. Yeah.
One's a whore, right?
No, five of them are whores.
Oh.
Please.
I got to keep up.
Now they're, the best part is now they have money.
Okay.
So you get to see how poor white trash spends money when
how
they
do,
get it.
How do they have money?
How do they have money?
Yeah.
They've been on the show for 8 seasons.
They're pretty, like, there's
they're very popular.
One season that I watched that I still see them on the cover of trash magazines, these moms.
Yeah.
And it's 7 years later.
I mean, they're 8 seasons deep, 2 different shows. There's Teen Mom and Teen Mom 2.
Right. Do they keep having babies? Because that's how they get their fame.
Yeah, of course they keep having babies. No. Now they're responsible adults. They've changed their ways. They learned about birth control. No.
Do they have babysitters? Or do they?
No, they have baby daddies. They're all different. See, I'll tell you real quick, the one thing that I definitely learned from watching this show, if you want to, you know, it's hard when you have 3 children to go on vacation just alone with your husband or your boyfriend. So what you do is you have 3 of your children, but you have them with each with a different baby daddy.
Oh,
and then when you go on vacation,
more babysitters.
Exactly. You put one of the children with each of their grandmothers or whatever it is, baby daddies that you're not with. And then you go on a nice romantic vacation together because no one wants 3 kids, but different people will take 1 kid.
I see. And and do they get along for the most part, these baby daddies?
No.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, this is the best part of the show. It's just white trash. Like, it should just be called white trash.
All right. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I watched it the year, was it Janelle?
Janelle just bought a beautiful trailer.
She's my favorite.
Oh, man.
I was rooting for her.
She's a hot mess.
Yeah.
What do you root for?
She's on her third baby with her fourth baby daddy if you include the abortion.
But what do you root for? That she gets the job at the bar?
Yeah, what are you rooting for?
She just seemed like if she just took a break from her life for 5 minutes, that she would be just...
She's very intelligent, but her ex-husband was shooting her with heroin. But, you know, it's neither here nor there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, one of her ex-husbands.
This is some show. What time's it on? Midnight?
It's on Monday nights. I don't even know what time. I don't have cable, but I just watch it the next day.
Look at that. You have a show on a TV show and you don't even know when it's on.
I don't even have TV.
What a fun life.
I think it's 9 o'clock MTV on Monday nights.
Right.
Because their slogan is Mondays are a mother.
Oh my God.
Hashtag MTV.
Tracy, you know Tracy. She's your favorite guest. At least she's up there.
Thank you.
The Twitter account is at Trixie Tuzini.
Yeah, that's my poor name.
So just remember Tracy Carnazza and mix that around and you come up with Trixie Tuzini.
You could also go to TracyCarnazza.com.
Okay, that's the way I would play it. Yeah. And then look up everything there. TracyCarnazza.com. All right?
Yeah.
Check out the podcasts.
I'll be in South Carolina.
She'll be in South Carolina.
September 30th at the ColaCon Comedy Festival.
I love the ColaCon Comedy Festival.
It's the first year, so that's a little bit fucking lying.
I mean, I'm excited about it. Yes. I told my, I'm seeing this lady, and I told her to pack a bag.
Are you guys coming?
Yeah, we're very excited.
Are you going to trail behind my car?
I mean, no.
Bicycles?
I mean, no. No.
Take a toothbrush, please.
Tracy, thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for spreading the word, for sharing these shows. We appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com